über Amor in uns sagen. Ich hab gelernt, dass der Spießer mir an die Augen ist. Ich habe mir gewohnt, dass die Menschen das Spießer so mir bei dir kennen. Ich so, wie ich saß im Malocha. Ich habe sie in der Lavara, sie am Malocha. It's also to do Sreifa on Yom Kippur. If you can't learn Tashbisu means on Yom Kippur. The Achronim, the Yeshua, the Rishonim, and the Arzarua, the Shitas Rashi later on your Beis Amid Beis, is that which Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Biyachametz Ela Sreifa, is only going koidim zmani surai. Malacha zmani surai, then you just get rid of it in any way possible. As l'chayra, what's the question? The question is, because it says tashbisu, and the Shitas Rashi is, tashbisu of sreifa has to be koidim zmani surai. Dein mefurish in Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Beis. And this shayla is very similar to what we had the shayla on the Ramban, that the Ramban says Tashbisu is koidim zman isuroi. Tashbisu means lahashbis on zman isuroi. It should be mushbis on zman isuroi. So efsha, that's what Tashbisu means. Tashbisu means koidim yamdir. Even if you're going to say that Tashbisu is going on tesvo, but it has to mean koidim. Just like now that it's going on Yudalid, we say it means Koidim Zmani Surai. As over here we should say also it means Koidim Zmani Surai. Those are the two big questions. As the Pnei Yeshua says in the Or Chodesh, that Vaistachois, if Tashbisu is on Yudalid, then it could be Koidim Zmani Surai. But if Tashbisu is on Tesvav, it's Zichar Vizmani Surai. As the Gemara always assumes, that if the Pirush of Tashbisu beyond Risha means Yom Tesvav, it's always going to be on Yom Tesvav and not before. And the question is why? Why if Tashbisu is on Yod Dalet, we say it means Koidim Zman Yisurai. Because even if it's Tesvav, you should say it means Koidim Zman Yisurai. As the Pnei Yeshua says, an interesting Hesper. He says that if Tashbisu is going on Tesvav, as then we're mefarish that it's Dumya Denoiser, something is a Chaticha di Sura, you get rid of it. As we would never have a Hava Mina that it means Koidim Zmani Sura. But if Tashbisu is going on Yudalid, as then the mitzvah of Tashbisu is get rid of it before it turns into a Chaticha di Sura. Make when Pesach comes, it should be already mushbas. As then you could learn also it's koidim zmani surai. As ki'ilu, the Gemara Safi, is Tashbisu on Tesvav or is Tashbisu on Yudalid, is not just a Safik what day Tashbisu is set. It's a Safik in what is the Havana of Mitzvah's Tashbisu. Is the Mitzvah's Tashbisu get rid of the Chaticha di Surah that's here? Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu make sure it shouldn't be usher after later on? That's the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. That's Gora Lomdisha Mahalach. But the Helam Dibre the Pnei Yeshua, you could have said a more simpler way. If the Torah says Lehedya Tashbisu Biyoim Tesvav, as you can't learn it means on your Dalit, because the Torah said Lehedya Tashbisu Biyoim Tesvav. A zikr, if the Torah says Tashbisu Biyoim Tesvav, its zikr doesn't mean before that, because before that it's not Yoim Tesvav. When did Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Beis and the Ramban on Dalet Amid Beis says Tashbisu is Koidim Zmani Surai, when Tashbisu is going on Yud Dalet? As even if you do it in the boiker of your Dalit, you're doing Tashbisu on your Dalit. As you makayim the words of the Pasik, Tashbisu is on your Dalit. Even if it's Koidim Zmani Surah of Chatzos. As Lefizah, the whole side of Rashi, and the Ramban, on Dalet Amid Beis, that Tashbisu is Kledim Zman Isurei, and Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Beis, if only if Tashbisu is on Yoim Yud Dalet, then you could learn Yoim means the Boiker. But to say that when it says Tashbisu Tezvov, there should be a Havamina, you should do it on Yud Dalet, that Afpam Lo Yala Ala Das. No one would ever think of that, because that's going Lehedya Keneged, what it says in the Pasuk. Okay. Frektais is a kasha that over here it says you can't do strefa on Yantif because you're not allowed to do malacha on Yantif. But we know you're allowed to do a malacha on Yantif, which is Litzayrach Yantif. As over here, you should be Sayyid the Chametz because you could be Nene from the Afar. As why is it asr to do malacha of Havara on Yantif Esreifas Chametz? You could be Nene from the Afer afterwards. As the first teretz of Taisis is, the Pasuk of Tashbisu is Mashma, even if you have nothing to do with the Afer. Simple Balabatisha teretz. The second teretz is a Lundisha teretz. That at the time when you're burning it, you're not allowed to use it. As when you're doing the malacha and you're burning it, you're lighting it, then you can't use it. The only time you could use it is after you burn it. The heter of doing malachas on yantif, at tzayrich yantif, is only when b'shas the malacha you have it tzayrich. But if you only have it tzayrich after you finish the malacha, as that's, there is no heter. That's the teretz of Taisis. V'tzayrich iyun, Taisis amem zayin amir aleph, says mefurish that the heter to do malacha on yantif is even when b'shas malacha you don't have a tzayrich. The tzayrich is afterwards. And Taisis brings a bunch of rayas. Raya number one, Taisis brings, when you're oife, you're allowed to bake a isa for yantif. As when you're doing the malacha of preparing the isa, the lisha of the isa, over there, no one, it's not roi lachila. It's not roi lachila until you cook it later on. And still, you're allowed to prepare the isa. You're allowed to lush the isa, even though it's not going to be roi lachila until after you do that fia. V'oi, if you shechet a behema, if you shecht a behema, it's musa to shecht a behema on yantif. You have to do malicha, you have to cook the behema. As many malachas that are mutter on yantif, even though it's going to take time till it's going to be roi l'shimush, it's still mutter. As what's the pshat in Taisis over here? How could Taisis over here say a klal? Being that it's not roi l'shimush miyad till l'achra zman, there's no hesh. As Achshav, when we were zeicha to the Taisis HaRosh, the Taisis Rosh adds words in Taisis to explain it. And the Shairish Abba Yisunu V'Kiveva also, but he was machamim to the Taisis Rosh. He says that pshat in Taisis over here is not just because the Hana is la'achar zman. It's b'tzirif. That therefore when he's doing it to be makayim the mitzvah of Sreifa. As when he's burning it now, he's doing it for the mitzvah, not for the hana. The hana is something that comes afterwards, and it's not his ikar purpose in what he's doing right now. As the only time a malach is mutter is lamasha. When you're shechting a behema, you're shechting a behema because you want to eat it. When you're being lush a isa, your ikar kavana is you want to eat cake, you want to eat bread. As the lisha and the shechita is a daita dehochi of what you're doing now. Masha'enkin over here, the sreifa is to be makayim mitzvah sreifa. That which you nene afterwards, that's not the ikar kavana in the malach. That's what the Taisis Rosh is. You have to explain that's pshat in Taisis. Okay. As that's the fifth mahala, how do you know Tashbisu is on Yud Dalet. The sixth and the last Mahalach of the Gemara is Rabbi Yossi. Everyone here is saying, you don't need the other guy. I have a new shot. How could mixes ayoyim be mutter? There's an isser shia. Must be that it's on yoyim yud dalet. Frek Rashi, divrei amasal acholik. The ilav ach ikule meimar biyoyim harishim bein hashmashe shehu hascholos hayoyim. The tzarech beer what Rashi wants in the bottom Rashi. As the minchas chinuch in mitzvah tes explains Rashi betuv tam v'das. He said before we had the mahalach of abaya. Trei kroi ksiv dezistira tashbisu lo yira. Must be Tashbisu is on Yom Yud Dalet. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, and says you need it, you learn it out from Acholik. Rashi was bothered with the question, why do you need Acholik for? Typically, like Abaya said before, there's a stira from Bal Yirah to Tashbisu. As even without Acholik, you have a stira. As Abaya answered, it's a stira. And then Acholik says Chatzos. As why does Rabbi Yossi have to come on to Acholik when Abaya didn't have to come on to Acholik? That's the kasha of Rashi. And Rashi comes up with this gewaldika ein val. What's the shayla? Bal Yirah, it's also for Shia. On the other hand, Tashbisu, you can leave it for a second. No problem. Do it, Bein Hashmashes. There's a time period which is called Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes is when the sun sets before it gets dark. As in that period, you could do it. And so it's Kavali. Bal Yirah is talking about where it's nighttime, where it's dark, where it's already dark. Tashbisu will be when the sun sets before it gets dark. It takes time from when the sun goes down from the horizon until it gets dark. Mamish, that you could see the stars. As that's the answer. Frek de minches chinuch. He doesn't understand. Shkia is a suffik yoim, suffik laila. Mamonoshach. If we're looking at it that it's laila, as you have Bal Yirah and Tashbisu. If you're looking at it that it's the Yoyim Lifnei, as there is no Bal Yirah and Tashbisu. As how could you answer the stira? Tashbisu is going on Bein Hashmashes, and Bal Yirah is going on Laila. How are you looking at Bein Hashmashes? If Bein Hashmashes is Laila, you have Bal Yirah and Tashbisu. If Bein Hashmashes is Yoyim Lifnei, as you have neither. As how could you be Miyashiv the stira with Bein Hashmashes? Nos frek the minchas chinuch. Zog the minchas chinuch, Bein Hashmashes is lav dafka, and he says a shtikel teira in Rashi. We're not going to see the minchas chinuch shtikel teira because Bein Hashmashes is dafka. Rashi says Bein Hashmashes. That's the teretz, not the minchas chinuch. The Mashah, the Reish Yosef say clearly, Rashi answers Bein Hashmashes. As the shayla is, how does Bein Hashmashes answer the question? In order to explain this, you need a big yesoid. What is Bein Hashmashes? What's the suffix of Bein Hashmashes? The Minchas Chinuch learned the suffix of Bein Hashmashes is like this. We're not sure when the Kochavim came out. When the Kochavim come out, Seitzah Kochavim, that's Laila. Laila means the time when you see the stars. We're not sure what time that happens. The whole Shkia till Seitzah Kochavim is a suffix if the Kochavim came out. By Seitzah Kochavim, what we call Seitzah Kochavim, as we see three Kochavim, as then it's Vaday Seitzah Kochavim. The whole period before is a suffix Laila, because maybe the stars are really out and you just don't. That's what Tosis says in many places, the suffix of Shkia is. Okay. But then the Midrash Tinach asks a bomb question. However, the Nitziv in Brachas Dav Beis Amen Aleph brings this Rashi, and he voices in this Rashi that Rashi has a different pshat in Bein Hashmashas. Tishmai Go Bishmak of Pshat. What is Yom when the sun is out and shining? When the sun sets, it's not Yom anymore. What is Laila when it's dark? Choshech, darkness. When it's dark, you see three kochavim, that's Laila. What is Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes is the period in between Yom and Laila. It doesn't have light. It doesn't have darkness. It's in between. The Shaila is not, did the Kochavim come out? No. The Shaila is a Lumdisha Shaila, not a Shaila in the Mitzvahs. Heich Loden Deine Lahaidina. How are we going to be Magder this Tkufa? Are we going to be Magder it that it's called Yom? Even though it's a little bit different than the Yom, but still not Choshech, or we're going to be Magderit that it's Laila. Oh. And that's Dumya. There's a person who is an androgynous. Androgynous has a Zachrus and a Nakrus. I know he has Chalokim of his Guf, which are Doimit to his Zachar. He has a Mokam Mila. And he has Chalokim of his Guf, which is Doimit to an Akeva. As there's one man, the Yomar, he's a Safik Zohar, Safik Nekeva. We don't know what he is. You can't be both. You're a man or a lady. You can't be both. It's a process of elimination. Because what do you do when a guy has a man and a lady in him? Safik. Safik, which one is the Ikka? That's one man, the Yomar. The other man, the Yomar, says, Belya Bifnei Atzmai. This is a whole new ches. If he's got a Zachrus and a Nachbus, he's Adam number three. He's a barrier of Neas. A Shkia is Hilo in androgynous. Barrier of Neas. And the Shaila is Heklod and Daine Lahaizin. Step number. Where do you see this in Shitas Rashi? As there's a Veltz Rashi in Rashi and Shabbos Tavlamid Dalit Amid Beis on Shkia. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Shkia, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. As we are used to growing up, what does it mean, Shkia, Safik Yom, Safik Laila? It means every second of Shkia, it's a Safik. Is it day from yesterday, or is it the night of tomorrow? Rashi says, there's another Safik. Maybe Dilma Kulay Min HaYom, or maybe Dilma Kulay Min HaLaila. And Rashi goes to the extent, unbelievably, this is really shver, that maybe on Erev Shabbos, it's Kulay Min HaYom. And on Motzi Shabbos, it's Kulay Min HaLaila. As meaning you could go from one day till the next day, and you could switch. Yeah. That's a real mind breaker, what Rashi, what Pshat in Rashi is. But one thing you see in Rashi, which is very clear, Magine Shloima, in Rashi, in Shabbos, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and the Maral both say in Rashi, Rashi Shita and Shkia is not that like Tosfos. It's a suffix. Did the Kochavim come out already? If the suffix is did the Kochavim come out, it can't be one day is Yom and the next day is Laila. Shteid in Rashi Bein Hashmashes is the period in between. It's a barrier bifnei atzmai. The Shaila is how do you done it? So one day it could be done it as Yom, the next day we could done it as light. You have to know what it is, Talion, how we done it, why we done it different in the days, but that's clear in Rashi. Okay, as we have a Rashi in Shabbos, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and it's connected to a Rashi over here. However, how is this going to answer Tashbisu and Baal Yirah? As on that, the Nitziv does give Baldi. He brings the Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And this is also one of the most famous places in the Rabbeinu Yoina. Nebuch Le'aleinu Yeshiva Bachim don't learn Brachas, so it's not famous for them. But anyone who started Shas on Beis Amud Aleph, this is like Aleph Beis. Tosis handles, and all the Rishonim handle, Minhagim Shebechol Yoima. How do we daven Maariv before Seitzak Ochavim? It's not Laila. Why is this noyik bizman hazeh? Because when you're in Chutz Laaretz in America, especially if you live in certain cities, many of them in America, as they do the mincha maariv combo, they daven mincha shkia and they do the maariv right away. As bekitzer, they don't want to chas v'shalom be matriya people to stay in a beis haknesses for too long. Nevuch lo yaleinu. It's a beis hasoyer. It's a jail. As they do right away, mincha and maariv right away, because no one's going to come back for that. We're used to like the shtibel over here, maariv till 2 in the night, but many cities in America, this is what it is. The shaila is, but how could you daven maariv early? That's what all the Rishonim handle on Beis Amud Aleph, to be miyashiv this living. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoyim. They're davening maariv in Bein Hashmashas. Azov de Rabbeinu Yoyim. Kriyishma, when it comes Seitzak Ochavim, you gotta say Kriyishma over it. As if you're in one of these minyanim, you wait till Seitzak Ochavim, you say Kriyishma over again. But Maariv, you're Yoyim. Frek de Rabbeinu Yoyim, but Maariv has to be a night. Tfilas Maariv was Tigim Balaila. How could you be Yoyim in Bein Hashmashas? Which grada in some of these places when they daven maariv before Bein Hashmashas, sometimes they do it at the Kaisel too. If you're there Bein Yoyna, it doesn't work. Yep. Only for Bein Hashmashas. Why? Zogder Bein Yoyna. Because Bein Hashmashas is Laila b'miksas. It's a little bit Laila. Us. By Zman Kriyishma, where it says B'shoch B'cha, the hour of the Hagdara of Laila is the time to go to sleep. No one is sleeping at Shkia Sachama. Besides Bachrim, who slept through Second Seder. No one's sleeping at Shkia Sachama. No one goes to sleep at Shkia Sachama. It's too early to go to sleep. No one goes to sleep at Shkia Sachama. B'shoch b'cha seisak ochavim. And this was in those times when they didn't have lights. People used to go to sleep when it went dark. Aber, by Maariv, it doesn't say anywhere you need Laila. As long as it doesn't say Lahedin the Torah, Laila, as then Mishkiya Sachama Ve'elach Bein Hashmashas has a shame of Laila. It's a Laila b'miksas. Ad Kan, the Agdara of Rabbeinu Yoyna. And Lamais, it's noyig in common makoimis, b'chol yoyim, that they noyig with this Rabbeinu Yoyim. Zotin itziv, fizeh will come to Rashi, and will have a gishmak of beer. You put the Rashi in Shabbos Taflamit, with the Rabbeinu Yoyina in Brachas Taveis. Oh, we'll say tashbisu, it's enough to do it at this man, which is tchilas laila, vein hashmoshes. Abba bal yira needs laila mamet. Why? Because we have a stira. Tashbisu, Baal Yirah. That's what do we do? We're going to say Tashbisu, you could do from Bein Hashmashas, because that's Tchilas Lel Tesvav. And that's what Yom Rishon means. But Baal Yirah, it says Yomim, it's Tali on Laila Mamash. That's what the Nitziv wants to say. That's going to answer the stira, and that'll be a Mahalach Midas Rashi. As that's in its Siz Mahalach in this Rashi, Binishvi, you see in this Rashi that Bein Hashmashas is not like Tosfos. It's a Suffolk gift to Kochavim came out. It's a Lomdish Suffolk, and in this room to work to answer it. The Panovich Rav, Avraham Yibarach, learned in Panovich, as Avraham Yibarach brought, the Panovich Rav said, it's Mefurish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if a child is born on Shkia of Lel Shabbos, yeah, that one that was almost, yeah, born on Shkia on Lel Shabbos, as a Shaila, when do you make the bris? Zogdi Yerushalmi, you could make it at that time. Why? Because Memanev Shach. If it was Lel Shishi, his bris is on Lel Shishi. And if it's was Lel Shabbos, as then you're allowed to do the bris on Shabbos. Freg de Panovich Rav, I don't get it. Even if you're doing it as Chikia, but let's say the baby was born 7:02, and you do it 8 days later at 7:08. As L'chayra, 7:02 maybe was the day before. Maybe the Kekavim come out at 7:08. As how could you say if I'm doing the bris shkia time, a zikr I'm good? Why? Because Mamonishach. If it was born on Yom Shishi, the bris is on Yom Shishi. If it was born on Shabbos, I'm doing the bris on Shabbos. I don't get it. There's a suffix when the Kochavim came out. Maybe the Kochavim come out at 7:08. As if the baby was born on 7:02, Bein Hashmashes, how could you do it at 7:08, Bein Hashmashes? Thus frek the Panovich Rav, Zog the Panovich Rav, you see in the Yerushalmi, not like places. The suffix is not when do the Kochavim come out. The suffix is, how do we look at the period of Bein Hashmashes? As that entails the whole Bein Hashmashes, the Bas Achas. As Meman of Shach, you could do the bris on Bein Hashmashes. Now, we do not hold like this Yerushalmi. Just don't do it. But there is such a Yerushalmi. The Panovich Rav kind of lefi this Yerushalmi. You see klar like this Rashi, that Bein Hashmashes is not like Pesach. Okay, Astas is the Yanim of Shkia Sachama, the Shitas Rashi, a whole new cook in the Indian of what the subject of Bein Hashmashes is. Okay, let's move on. Amaya. Shma Mina, Midir Likiva, Klas. Shma Mina, Ein Biyachomets, Ela Sreifa. Shma Mina, Avar Lechalik Yatsis. Shma Mina, Layam Rina, and Hoel Vuhucha, Avar Lechalik, Hucha Nami, Shaloi, as we see many things from Rabbi Kiva, let's learn the Rashi. With the loy nafke, the hayyem rishner beyond the government shindas alhav beyond the shmami nas you like Rabbi Yehuda. Come like I'm on the perikol shayim biyachomets elas reifa. The yalef no minais the ash besasa bechol davar svirale lugma beyond it biyaveranu bedavar acher yechlenu leklavim o yeshlichenu liyam. As let's go slowly, there are many nekudas in this Rashi. We want to pick one by one. Rashi says, if you don't hold Ein Biyachomets Ela Sreifa, as what could you do on Yanti? You could feed it to your Kelev, or you could be Yashlichanu Liyam. Freg de Reish Yosef, the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph says that the Chachomim who are Choylik on Rebbe Yehuda, how do you destroy chametz? The Mishnah doesn't say yachlenu li klavim, give it to your dogs. We're talking about people that live in Yiddish neighborhoods. There aren't so many dogs around. Yeah. As what is the Mishnah says, it suggests a different etzah. Yifarer v'zayra l'ruach, oy zarko l'yam. As Freg de Reish Yosef, what's Rashi getting into the dogs here? Why did Rashi bring that you should do the regular beer b'chol davar as yifarenu v'zayra l'ruach? What does that mean? You crush it into crumbs, you throw it in the air, and poof, it goes away. That's a much more easier etzah. Why is Rashi over here handling the klovim? What happened to the other etzah of hashbisasay b'chol davar? Zog pi Reish Yosef. You see in Rashi, a Gavaldi Yechidish, that it is usher to be mefarer, to make crumbs on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have some yeshiva bachurim that love to play with bread. They love to make crumbs out of their bread on Shabbos. And they think there's absolutely no problem. Fidus Rashi, it comes out, you can't crumb the challah on Shabbos. Like your mother's at the table, it's definitely not a good idea. But besides your mother being at the table, you cannot crumb your challah. You can't break it into crumbs. What's the malacha? Tchina. The shayla is, it was nitchan already. L'chayra Rashi over here is a raya, yesh toichen, achel toichen. This Reish Yosef is a prima gadol in Barichas and Hilchos Shabbos. we're learning Pesachim, not Masechet Shabbos, as believed the Ha'ara of the Prima Gadim would, the item could be mine in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, that's Ha'ara number one. What happened to the eights of Mefar V'Zayin Ruach? The Pasha the Mishnah and Rabbana, why does Rashi search? Number two, Frech the Bnei Yeshua, Agar in Jisam Deshai. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, there's Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to feed dogs chametz on Pesach. And before Rishi Yerushalmi, when Rashi says Yachlenu leklavim, he's not talking about your own klavim, because your own klavim is zikhar hanon. You have to give them dog food. If you'll give them this, it's a monetary gain. You're gaining that you don't have dog food. As what does Rashi mean? Yachlenu leklavim means dogs of Hefker or someone else. But it's a mufurishi Yerushalmi that it's usher to give chametz to animals. This is very negaya, the meaning of many people in Klal Yisrael as they bring their family to the zoo on Cholamayit Pesach. Are you allowed to feed chametz to the animals in the zoo? It's a mefurish Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to feed the animals in the zoo chametz. As Freg the Bnei Yeshua, what's Rashi saying over here? Yochlenu leklovim. It's a mefurish Rashi. You're not allowed to feed animals chametz on Pesach. Zog the Bnei Yeshua, Rashi is cholek on the Yerushalmi. Brought down in the Agoyis Ashri, it's brought down in the Paiskim, the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah La'alaga of the Bnei Yeshua is very excited. I found the Rashi, which is Chaylik on the Yishah. And Ben Misar Kabir, why is it also to give food to the animals? You're not eating the chametz, you're not being netted from the chametz. But why should it be also? Yishal Misar Kabir, Rashi is Chaylik. Ad Kan Divrei the Bnei Yeshua. There was a Yid of Chaskel of Bramsky. He wrote the Tosefta Chazon Yecheskel, a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He says over Gishmak of Teretz. He says, what's the pshat? Why talk is it also to feed animals with chametz? Hare, you're not being nene. Zok, Reb Chaskel of Bramsky. You know why it's also to feed animals with chametz? Because you're being nene from the chametz. People enjoy feeding animals. Yeah. And there's one bacher over here, well, he said it in Shi, what a very nice raya. He said, when you go to the zoo, people pay to buy the food to feed the animals. People don't pay unless they're enjoying it. As you obviously see that people really enjoy feeding the animals. Someone else wanted a tiny, they do it for the picture. Pashtis, before, even if they don't have a camera, people enjoy feeding animals. Yeah, you enjoy giving tacheim, you enjoy feeding animals. Oh, that's the handle. As number one, that's how Reb Chaskel of Bramsky learned. The pshat in the Yerushalmi is because people enjoy feeding. They enjoy giving to animals. They enjoy giving to their dog food. They enjoy, some people in America, you could hear Bisman Azed, they even buy dog food that has a better taste to it because they sell deluxe gourmet dog food. They obviously enjoy feeding their animals. It's a good feeling for people. It's a hanok. Oh, okay. Ayubazay, Zucker Chasel Abramsky, it depends why you're giving it to the animals. If you're giving it to the animals because it's feeding time and you want to feed the animals, as then there's Yerushalmi that it's also banna. But Rashi over here is talking about a totally different scenario. You gotta get rid of your chametz. You found it. As you're not giving it to feed the dogs, you're giving it to get rid of the chametz. You put something in front of the dog, it's gone. So, it's an effective way of being mevar, as you're not being nene from it. As then, even according to Yerushalmi, it would be butter, and mamish comes out of Chiddush Halacha, that it depends why you're giving the chametz to the animals. If you're doing it to enjoy the feeding, as then, in a chinami, that's the Yerushalmi. Up in Rashi over here, you see that if you're just trying to get rid of your chametz, you're allowed to give it to the animal to get.
Wouldn't he still get
out of
even if that's not his intent?
No. you're a tzaddik. You would get hanah from helping anything. But this guy's not as big as a tzaddik. He's just trying to get rid of his things.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Okay. That's nekuda number two in Rashi. Nekuda number three in Rashi. Frek depnei Yeshua noch shayla on Rashi. This mamish word for word in Rashi. Frek depnei Yeshua is a Rashi later on Amen Vav Amen Aleph that Rashi says that it is usher to if there's a chiyuv sreifa, there's an isser to be Michael to Bemis also. Whenever there's a chiyuv to be Mevar, you're not allowed to be Michael LeKlal. That's a Rashi Amen Vav Amen Aleph. Rashi over there is not talking about chametz on Pesach. He's talking about Truma Tumeya, that is a chi of the Vara. Rashi says, L'sarfai achila l'klavim e efshir, se'ein sarfin kachim biyanta. It's the Iser of Sreifa. The Iser of Sreifa asks you from feeding animals. As how could Rashi OBS say you're allowed to feed animals? Rashi says when it's usher to do Sreifa, it's usher to be Mevar, it's usher to feed animals. That's Frank the Page. Now, you look at the Rashi's Apella. There's an issa to burn something on Yontif because burning is a malacha, but feeding dogs is not a malacha. As how do you learn out from Sreifa that there's an issa of feeding dogs? As the answer is, there's another Rashi in Be'ah Chav Zayin. Rashi in Be'ah Chav Zayin says that Be'etzem, when you're doing sreifa, being that you're doing it with tzarech mitzvah, it shouldn't be aser. But the Torah was achshavei, and the Torah asered it. Because even though it's not a malacha, but the Torah asered it on Yontif. As what did the Torah asered feeding animals because of achshavei. Ad kan Rashi. As Rashi in Be'er explains the Rashi later on, that any form of beer, the Torah was achshavei for a malacha. As therefore, it's usher to be Michael Klavan. As Fred the play Yeshua, a bomba kasha, a stira, Rashi on the Bays, with Rashi on Menvav Amid Aleph. Rashi says when there's a chayvis beer, not only is it usher to be Sayrif, it's usher to be Michael the Klavim, because the iser beer on Yontif entails being mevar in other ways also, even lachila the klavim. As how could Rashi over here say that the iser of beer is it's mutter to be yachlenu the klavim? Rashi says mufurish that whenever there's an iser beer, it's also to be yachlenu the klavim. That's the Pnei Yeshua's big question on Rashi. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Because there's a chilek when the chayvis beer is sreifa, or when the chayvis beer is beer becholda. Rashi on Mem Vav Amud Aleph is going when the mitzvah is sreifa, and Rashi over here is going when the chayv is hashbisasa becholda. Then you don't have the Rashi. Why? Because when the chayv is sreifa, the chiyuv is to destroy the chayvitz. As when the chiyuv is to destroy the chayvitz, the Torah is machshiv any way you destroy the chayvitz. But when the chiyuv is bal yiroeh, as if the chiyuv is mishum bal yiroeh, that's why hashbisasa b'chol davar, all you're doing is you're getting rid of the bal yiroeh. As therefore, you don't say achshavei, because the chiyav is not to destroy the chayfetz. As over here, the Pnei Yeshua is saying, there's yisaydus the gechilik between sreifa and hashmasasay b'chol davar. The Noyde v'Yehuda in Arachayim Simen Ches brings down this Pnei Yeshua and says, loy meivin klal my koma. Very sharp lashon on the Pnei Yeshua. Why? Everyone holds you have to destroy chametz. The mitzvah is tashbisu. The shayla is, how do you destroy it? Do you destroy it with sreifa, or do you destroy it with mafar v'zayra l'ruach? Yeshlichanu l'yam. or with giving it to klavim. But everyone holds the mitzvah is to destroy chametz. This is shilas. There are many forms of destruction. How do you destroy it? What's the Pnei Yeshua saying that the machloikis is the chiyuv to destroy the chametz or not? Thus, Frek the Noyubi Yehuda in Aruch Chaim Siman Chav. Therefore, he says a different pshat. Okay, Abasman Kotzav Amelacha Merupa. As we leave the Eilam, look at the Pnei Yeshua, see if you can figure out what it means. Mez Hashem will see. Just one more Nikuda. When it says Yashlichanu Liyam is a form of beer, don't get caught away that the word of Yashlichanu Liyam means that, well, you're not destroying it. Because that's a raya to the Pnei Yeshua, that you don't have to destroy it. The idea of Yashlichanu Liyam is anything that sits in the yam eventually is going to dissipate, especially if it's a piece of bread, and it's going to be destroyed. As Yashlichanu Liyam is actually a form of destroying. If you throw a piece of metal in the yam, of course it doesn't get destroyed. But if you throw a piece of bread, even if it be like the kind of bread they serve in yeshiva sometimes, it's very hard. But if you leave it in the yam for like a week, it's going to fall apart. It's going to get destroyed. It's going to eventually dissipate. Zavadi Yashlichanu Liyam is also a form of yam. Mafarer, Yodchet. Because what's the difference? Okay. As thus is the Kuda and the Ez Hashem will see the Noidiv Yehudis Teretz will be mashed in the places. Okay. And to start the new Sugya, this... Care of starting it, so Bez Hashem will chazer a little bit on the sugyas of Hashpisu, which is what we learned from David on the base to Hay on the base, the top, the different yusaidis in Tashpisu, which is a very yusaidis digger sugya. Bez Hashem on Yom Rishon, we'll start the next sugya, we'll come back to Bali.